Welcome back to the DriveCast. I'm Chad Grigsby, and I'm the church planting catalyst for LifePoint. Sunday at Lewis Center, we studied Proverbs 31 from our adulting series, and we said that the main idea of what Proverbs teaches is that wisdom is doing life God's way. Proverbs 31 can be an intimidating passage. It's often been used as a measuring stick for women to see how they're doing, and it's also been used as a to-do list for them, but we said Sunday that's really a misconception of what the passage teaches. One of the things that helps us with this misconception is to realize that this is a poem. It's Hebrew poetry that may or may not be profiling an actual woman, or it could very well be a woman's reflection on her entire life. We aren't quite sure, but what we do know is that it's not written by a man. It's not written by a man instructing women on how they should live. It was written by a mother instructing her son on what to look for, mainly looking for a woman who fears the Lord. And this is absolutely key for us because it's not written as a man giving a list for women to accomplish, but rather a loving mother to her son. We said that according to Proverbs 31, that a wise woman gives us three great gifts: her voice, her identity, and her character. Proverbs 31 shows us that a woman's voice is crucial to our culture, that there isn't an area of life that her voice isn't needed. The scope of the interests and activities of this woman in Proverbs 31 shows us how much we need her. And specifically, there may not be a more powerful place for a woman to give her voice than in the home. This woman is writing to her son about what kind of woman he should look for, namely, a woman who fears the Lord. But we don't just need your voice, ladies. We need your identity. If you approach this text as a list of to-dos, it can leave you feeling overwhelmed and that you never will measure up. And that isn't true. And that's not what this passage is supposed to leave you feeling like. You have to fight the impulse of finding your identity in what you do. And this isn't just true of homemakers, but it's also true of working women. Instead, you should find your identity in Jesus. Don't let what you do define you. Let who you are define you. And this is really the message of the gospel. The gospel says that Christianity is not primarily about you and what you have to do, but it's about Jesus and what he has done. So find your identity in him, which is, I think, the truest meaning biblically of the fear of the Lord. The final gift that a Proverbs 31 woman gives us is her character. You know, the culture tells you that if you're a woman, you have to look this way. You have to have this shape. You're only as valuable as you are attractive. But verse 30 of Proverbs 31 says, "Charm is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised." Don't put your time and your effort of your one and only life into things that don't last. We all eventually get wrinkled, lined, and flabby. It's not to say that fitness or your health are not important. Of course they're important. But when it comes to defining yourself, it can be an idol and it does harm to your soul. Instead, you should take God at his word that what matters most about us is our character, that we fear the Lord. And guys, we have to realize where we've perpetuated lies that our culture feeds women. As males, chapter 31 gives insights into the kind of men and husbands that we should be as well. We should trust and have confidence in our wives rather than trying to control them. We should consider our wives to be true partners in enterprises rather than simply disempowered assistants. Well, we should praise our wives and build them up both publicly and privately. We shouldn't be afraid of strong women, since the word excellent in verse 10, used of this woman, means to be bold and valiant, a term ordinarily used for warriors. And finally, we shouldn't be nearly as influenced by physical and sexual beauty as we are. It is deceptive and fleeting. Men in both ancient times and still today have been far too affected by female appearance, and they tend to assess, accept, and reject women on the basis of their looks rather than their character, and especially their fear of the Lord. Let's pray together. Father, would you please forgive us for the ways that we have labeled ourselves as less than? And help us to understand the truth of the gospel, that it's not primarily about us and what we have to do, but it's about Jesus and what he has done. And protect us from finding our identity in anything but you. Help us to pursue character above all things, and the fear of the Lord is our greatest prize. And for those of us who are men, would you help us to treat women with respect and the honor that they deserve, giving them full voice as people made in your image and not objects to be used? In Jesus' name, amen. Take a minute and ask God to empower you to find your identity in Him. Thanks again for listening today. Come back tomorrow for more of the Drivecast. God bless.